five, four, three, two.
What's up?
I'm Natalie.
And I'm Cersei. And this is
I Rewatch iCarly.
Every other week, we crack open some drinks,
rewatch iCarly,
discuss the hell out of it,
and choose a stellar fan to be the pod babe of the week at the end of each episode.
It's pretty tight.
So be sure to stay tuned.
Welcome back to another episode of Jack Harlow, please give me a chance. Please, I'm begging. Just one little crumbly
just
little
one
chance.
Crumb, please,
sir. Please,
I beg.
I'll do anything. Let me suckle upon your little hooved foot, please.
Let me pre-slob that knob, please.
Oh, I'm going to pre-slob that horsey knob so good.
I actually think I need to call Camila Cabello and call 911 right now after that. That's insane. Like, bring her back. I know we haven't talked about her in a long time, but I'm going to bring her back just to have you sent to the penitentiary for doing that in front of my face and on the podcast.
Dude, I know on good authority that Jack Harlow really likes horse girls. I'm trying to... Does that sound
it's like the
horse?
More you do it, the more scared I get. Like, truly, I'm getting closer and closer to hanging up right now. Anyway, searching for a new host.
No, don't go. We have to record a podcast.
No, sorry. I'm putting out an advertisement for a new host. That's it. I'm done.
You can't replace me. Who else can do what I do? Who else can log on here and say, Jack Harlow, let me suck it?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody else can is that? The thing. I think we're the only ones insane enough to say half, if not more than half, the things that we say.
We're literally just that meme where, like, she puts a bag of chips on her head and is like, I'm so crazy. You can't take me anywhere. I'm so crazy.
So crazy.
Anyway. Let's take a break from being really quirky girls and be literate girls. This week's episode is titled The iCarly Awards. Season 3, Episode 4, released. It's October 3rd, 2009.
It's October 3rd.
5 years after Mean Girls came out. So they kind of copied.
Absolutely.
They kind of cheated.
They always do.
They kind of said, oh, you know that meme? Let's release an episode on that day. Because it's not like this was scheduled and it was just the day it came out. Like, it's definitely they copied.
Absolutely.
That's how television works. We know we're on the inside. We have insider information.
Yes.
The director was Slutty Steve Hofer, mm-hmm. Steve Skankfer. Fuck him. And another Andrew Hill Knew Me episode?
Another
how big
knew
is
me.
This writer's room?
Yeah.
How big is it?
Not big enough.
Everybody left. Everybody was like, Dan Schneider, you're fucking weird.
Yeah.
We're quitting our jobs because you're a pedophile. But Andrew Hill Newman was like, by the way, I'm staying
there.
This
goes,
season, every episode.
I'm locked
written
in.
By moi. Écrit dans moi.
He said, don't worry, guys. I got this. I'll work with Dan.
Oh, y'all put your foot down at pedophilia? I sure don't. I'm here for a check.
Yeah. And he's doing something. He's writing, that's for sure.
And he said, you know what I am going to write? This episode, the gang present the world-renowned iCarly Awards for the best user-generated content, giving the awards to the winners live on this show.
Yes.
Spencer enlists European swimsuit models to help him make the awards. And then we make sex noises for no reason.
What a synopsis, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, man. All right, let's keep it moving. We're already getting H-word.
Your lady,
in the beginning, and we haven't even gotten past the episode info, and we need to be put down.
We haven't even seen the models
yet. We have not.
We're just talking about Andrew Hill Newman.
Yes, I know. We need to move on, please. Somebody.
Known Uggo. Confirmed Uggo.
Confirmed.
And we're getting horny.
Oh my god. Okay. Anywho, let's move on to a different vice. You guys Venmoing me $1 because we're in this J apartment.
I was like, where are you going with that?
We're in the J apartment and Carly is in a bathrobe.
Ooh.
And she answers the door for Sam, who
you're late.
She answers the door for Sam, who isn't dressed yet. When Carly asks why she isn't dressed yet, Sam tells her that she needs to borrow a bra because she got barbecue sauce on hers. Carly replies, "I told you to stop eating ribs without a shirt on." And Sam says, "That takes the fun out of it." This is sick.
I'm sitting here. Barbecue sauce on my titties.
What if that line was inspired by this iCarly bit right here?
It has to be. What are the odds?
There are no odds.
And you know what? I wouldn't put it past it that I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass. That's also somehow inspired by iCarly. Like, it's too
niche. We'll find the episode that it's inspired by, but it will get there.
I'm sure it's going to come full circle. She actually says, the direct quote from the episode is, "I got barbecue sauce all over the left cup."
The left tit.
Saying, "Hey, I need to borrow a bra" when your chest is flatter than a 12-year-old boy's is crazy enough, but declaring that you're wearing cupped bras instead of like a sports bra or something is even crazier.
Listen.
Who, no one in the show should be wearing a cupped bra.
She might be wearing an A-cup bra. Like, do you remember, you know, before you were blessed?
No.
Do you remember when you used
to I was never an A. I went from nothing. From nothing to double D's in a year.
You never wore like an A when you didn't have anything just to have that little cup?
There was no transition.
Like back in the day in 2008, it was like fashionable to wear the little cup so that you could show your little bra straps.
Yeah, and when it was fashionable, I was schwanging shit. Like I never had a facade going on.
All right. Well, not all of us are as lucky, okay? So I understand why Sam is wearing a cupped bra.
I'm just saying, if you don't have titties, like, don't wear a bra. Why are you fronting? Why are you lying?
Because that was the trend back in the day. That's what you did as a kid. You wore a cupped bra. Anyway, the point is, why the fuck is this show getting more and more sexual with every single episode and every single season? Like, we are not even a singular minute into the show and we're already talking about Sam's tits. Like, that's insane.
Hey, these girls have tits, by the way. These girls have little titties, by the way. Guess what, boys? They eat barbecue in their bras. That's crazy. Like, eating barbecue in a bra, it's like a grown man's, like, fantasy. Like, he's like, I want to watch the game and watch some bitch with big old titties eat barbecue with her fucking bra.
In her bra.
That's like a little boy fantasy.
Like, that's, why are we talking about a young child being shirtless?
We know why. And we know what his name is. Mr. Daniel Schneider.
Yeah, well, that's also why Andrew Hill Newman clocked in, because he was like, you know what? I will write an episode for Dan Schneider. Here you go. Here's the pedophilia right here.
And you would do it too for a check.
Insane. But it's like, I feel like the first two seasons, yeah, we had a joke here and there. And like, yeah, some were more obvious than the other.
Yeah.
But like this season, all four episodes, the majority of them are like sex jokes or some sort of like fetish content.
Ass. Balls, crotch, snatch, punani,
blue balls, slob on my knob, like shirtless
asshole,
Sam eating ribs. Like, that's crazy. I can't. Well,
insane.
It's just getting worse. So, we're strapped in, I guess. And, you know, Fred barges into the apartment dressed.
And before we know it, someone's going to have something strapped on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't put it past them.
No, absolutely not. Well, Fred barges into the apartment dressed in his tux, and the woo track goes absolutely feral. That was actually the legit woo track.
The woo track is enemy number one to me, because why are you wooing for a little ass boy in a tuxedo? Like, I wish I got wooed every time I looked mid as hell. My confidence would be so high. I used to, and like the woos are suggestive. It's like, woo!
Yeah, they're literally like, yes, sexy. Like, calm down. We were just talking about Sam's boobs.
It's a 12-year-old in a tux. Settle down. They're like, oh, we gave some for the men. Now we're going to give some for the ladies. For the lady pedophiles in the audience. Oh, don't worry. We got a little man in a tuxedo for you.
And just you wait. We got even better content later.
Buckle up, everybody. Strap on coming soon.
Strap on coming soon. Is everybody strapped in and strapped on? Because Spencer comes running out into the living room yelling that he needs hot glue and gets intrigued that Fred was talking, aka kissing, of course, some European swimsuit models in the lobby. And Spencer is wearing a penny tee that says batter splatter. Another one.
Cum joke.
Another joke.
It's what? A cum joke.
Yeah.
What else could that mean?
Nothing. 2 minutes? Not even. I've gotten two sentences in.
Yeah, and that's how long it took for his bladder to splatter. 2 minutes flat.
No, his batter splatter. Like his fucking, his swang and ween splatter.
Yeah. But he was pumping for 2 minutes and then it splat.
He was hip thrusting like last episode.
Ugh.
Fucking ugh. Crazy.
Oh, I can't even talk about this anymore. It's disgusting.
I can't. And he wears this shirt the entire episode too. Like,
yeah.
I think that this is the longest somebody has worn a penny tee. And of course, it's a disgusting one. So they're really strapped in and strapped on. Well, Spencer, he starts getting a boner, and he's about to batter that splatter, or splatter that batter, if you would. That would be the more correct way to say it. And he asks if the swimsuit models are in their bathing suits right now downstairs. Carly cockblocks her Spencer. Carly cockblocks her brother. Her Spencer. And tells him that he can't get horny until he's finished making his project.
I was going to say finished splattering that batter.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But this
that's
podcast.
That's the project that he's working on is that splatter.
He's just stroking it in front of him like, you guys, I swear I'm going to come any minute out. We have to stop.
No.
But this podcast makes me sound like an annoying conservative parent because why are these kids getting all horned up talking about their swimsuit models? This is not appropriate at all. These little kids getting horny, no. Saying horny stuff. I don't like it.
It's not.
Meanwhile, no. I'm like, their bladder is going to fucking splat. Their bladder is going to splatter. That's just pissing yourself.
Well, he's got urine trouble. You remember?
Dude, the next time I have to take a piss, I'm going to be like, my bladder is going to splatter.
No. Oh my god. Actually, the agenda, Dan Schneider's agenda is to turn everybody conservative, to watch his content and be like, why the fuck is this allowed on television? And then turn everybody conservative.
He's an anti-pedophilia sleeper agent. He was like, I was just trying to wake y'all the fuck up, let you know what's going on.
No, it's like all the conservatives who are like so against like child like endangerment and this and that, but then really they like put all these kids in danger. That's literally him.
Yeah, there should be like a QAnon movement against Dan Schneider.
There should.
Nickelodeon truthers,
the new Pizzagate. Footgate.
Schneidergate.
Well, anyway, Spencer asks Fred and Carl if they want to go see this mystery object, and Fred replies, con mucho gusto. I'm like sick and tired of the fucking Spanish. I really am.
She's Colombian. She's not being racist. She's not being racist.
Yes. Clarifying. I'm not sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of Fred using the Spanish. How about that instead of the Spanish? That's a better way to put that.
I'm sick and tired of all these Spanish. I wish they'd go back to that damn country. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. I'll be the first one. Spencer tells the gang to line up at gunpoint and says, I'm going to show you an iCarly award that'll knock you guys right out of your pants.
Please, can we keep our pants on? Can we keep the children's pants on? Please. I'm praying, no. Nickelodeon, if you can hear me, please keep the children's pants on. Please, I'm begging. Keep the kids' pants on. We don't want them to take them
we
off.
We can't.
Please.
No. Andy Newman, he said, uh-uh, Cersei, I hear you, but I'm not listening.
I see you, I hear you, I feel you, but it's not going to happen. Okay.
It's not gonna happen.
The
gang obliges, pants ready to come off, while Spencer rolls out a giant sculpture of Carly and announces that this is the first ever iCarly award. But the gang's pants have not been knocked off. Thank God. In fact, they are securely on because they didn't need one giant 10-foot tall iCarly award. They needed 10 tiny iCarly awards.
And you might be thinking, oh, thank God our prayers were answered. Their pants didn't come off. But Sam goes, dude, it's enormous. And Spencer goes, thanks. And I could have done without the clear big dick reference.
Nope.
Thank you. Maybe the pants off would have been better than that.
Spencer tells the gang not to fret. Their pants will come off eventually. He will enlist the help of the sexy swimsuit models to help him make the tiny awards. Carly calls him out, saying that he just wants to flirt with the models, and Spencer says that that is absolutely correct, shorty. He sprints downstairs to go get his knob slobbed and also help the gang, I guess.
I love iCarly logic. Like, hey, this random thing's happening over there. Oh, cool. I'm going to enlist them to make me make little trinkets.
Yeah.
And that's the episode. That's just how it works.
That's just how it works.
Cool.
Sorry I was so stupid that I didn't listen to my sister because I'm so dumb and quirky and just a little baby that I made one giant iCarly award instead of 10 tiny ones. So now I'm going to go flirt with some bitches and hoes, get my knob slobbed, and maybe they'll help me out.
Cool, buddy. Cool. Anyway, Venmo me a dollar because we are back in the shitty apartment. Spencer is screaming at Fred to get downstairs this instant and explain yourself. Freddie runs downstairs and Spencer is screaming, you said hot European swimsuit models. And Freddie goes, I never said they were hot. The camera pans over to six men in bathing suits standing in the front room. I'll say it. They are hot to me, Mr. Spencer.
They are hot to me.
To us ladies in the audience. I was like, a wooga.
Woo.
Woo.
Play the woo track here.
Freddie is like, well, if they're still willing to help, what's the matter? And Spencer's like, they're dudes. Freddie gets called back upstairs to the iCarly studio, and Spencer mopes because his knob won't be getting slobbed today. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude,
it could.
You could get your knob slobbed if you're just a little bit gay.
And we all know he is. So
open your mind and open your pants to the idea of men.
Yeah, we all know he's a little bit gay.
Everybody's a little bit gay.
He does dress as a woman a lot. So just
too often for a straight man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Spencer tries to recall all the models' names. Yussel, Olaf, Bushnod, Jürgen, Klaus, Buckminsta. Crazy names. I would just like to say Jürgen is my personal favorite. Which one did you think was sexiest?
Jürgen, obviously. Jürgen is the sexiest.
Yes! Jürgen, we're going to formally invite you to this little place we call Paris.
You're going
to
be in my heart, Jürgen.
You have been promoted.
You are an elite employee.
We're going to Paris. Pack Woo! Your bags, kid.
You're going to Paris, Jürgen.
We haven't played Paris music in a long time, but we gotta have it in.
The entire episode is just gonna be Paris music. That's all it is. Like, every time the men come on the screen, it's just Paris music.
It's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Spencer asks which sexy man knows the most English, and then my baby daddy, Jürgen, raises his hand to say, your body is soft and mushy. All the models giggle at Spencer.
Spencer is literally quaking after doing those 180 workouts all of last episode.
That did nothing for his body.
Yeah, his hip thrusts were not doing it for him.
They were not thrusting hard enough. Mm-hmm. Spencer deserves to be body shamed because he wanted to trap a bunch of hot women in his apartment and force them to do manual labor. Like, is that not human trafficking?
Yes. And that is what Andrew Hill Newman is writing. for Dan Schneider. He said,
like, let's normalize human trafficking.
Actually, Spencer is a fan of human trafficking. Written down, it's canon. Mm.
Like, this reminded me of that It's Always Sunny episode where, like, Dennis, like, tries to get a bunch of girls on a boat with them. And then they're like, oh, because of the implication. And they're like, what implication? Are you trying to hurt these girls? And he's like, no, just, you know, the implication. What implication? Like, that's what Spencer was pulling. He's like, I'm going to bring all these girls back to my apartment and make them work for me. And then they're going to fuck me because of really the implication. But speaking of implications, the actual award he made is literally just a mannequin that he dressed up. And it's like, you can't actually make this. Like, you would need to, like, melt plastic and put it in a mold. Like, he's not chiseling something out of something. Like, you can't make this. Like, just buy 10 fucking Barbie dolls. Like, what's going on? Why does he need, like, Santa's elves in his apartment? I don't get it.
Because he's trying to get his knob slobbed. What do you mean? Like, that was the whole reason. He's trying to human traffic.
That's true. It's all a ploy.
Yeah, Logic is a rapper because it's literally a ploy. He doesn't need them.
So true,
he just wants the knob slobbed.
Logic is in the house.
Yeah, he's literally in the Shea apartment. He's Venmo'd us a dollar, and he's there.
Spencer is so offended that he was just body shamed and goes, I don't need you to tell me when one of the sexy men turn on some Euroclub music and they all start random dancing like a bunch of Ken dolls. Spencer is speechless and tries to get them to focus, but they're literally too busy throwing it back to notice, and the Woo track is going feral. Why is the Woo track so fucking horny? Like, put down the Blue Chew for one fucking episode and just be normal. It's like,
I mean, ooh, literally at us.
Yeah, wow. Woo. You're
like, we're also like, woo. And you're like, why is the Woo track so fucking horny? And you're like, my baby.
Because I'm an adult woman watching it. And then the producers were like, let's give this show sexual undertones that you cannot ignore.
Yeah. And we were like, we're not ignoring it. So
we're not ignoring it, actually. We're amplifying them.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about each and every single one of them.
Yep. So now we're live on iCarly, and Fred is doing his typical countdown, but this time he welcomes everyone to the first ever iCarly award show with your hosts, Carly
and Sam. This was a grim reminder that Sam is 50% of iCarly and gets none of the credit for it.
None of it. The girls come out dressed in the epitome of 2009 high fashion, featuring fishnet stockings,
ooh,
gloves,
ah,
and insanely large necklaces.
Wow, wow. They're eating this look up, I fear. The Depop girlies are quaking.
Yeah, this is 1,000%. I would see somebody wearing this today.
Mm. Ate no crumbs.
But before we can even get a good look at the Depop girlies, none other than Gibby himself comes running out, shirtless, with just a tux vest and a bow tie on, throws confetti, and then runs away.
All I want to say is Gibby is dressed identical to Oscar Nunez's character in The Proposal, uh-huh, where he plays a literal stripper.
A literal stripper.
Who gives Sandra Bullock's character
a lap dance.
I almost said a rim job, not a rim job. A lap dance.
Why is rim job the second thing to lap dance?
Oh, I could. Why would I?
Why would you? Why are you almost saying that? What? What do you mean?
It's just mean all I could that? Think of. Like, I knew it was wrong, but that was the only thing in my head.
Andrew Hill Newman is in your brain. Get out. Get out. I need to do an exorcism right now. Get out.
I don't know why I couldn't remember the word for lap dance. Moving on from my little brain fart, but personally, I love it when little kids are dressed like strippers. Very cool thing to do. I'm like casting the blame away from me. Look at what he did. Look at what he did.
Anyway, look back at Andy. Look back at Andy. No, it's crazy. He's literally dressed like a stripper. Yeah. Like, he's dressed like a butler stripper.
Yeah. Like, this is, like, who you hire, like, up for, like, a bachelorette party where he comes in and he's like, I'm going to serve, like, you, yeah, ladies, some ass, and then, like, rips his pants off.
He doesn't even get a woo track.
Yeah, no woo track. For, I mean, I guess that's best. That's best. No woo track for Gibby shirtless?
No woo track for the stripper?
That is best. He is 12.
For the literal stripper in the room.
The stripper can't even get a woo?
Not even a woo? That's great. The Gibby phobia. It's insane. It's rampant.
Gibby phobia.
Well, the girls start cracking some stupid award banter and then announce their first nominee, who is pretty nuts. The TV comes out and shows that this person was nominated for Best Peanut Shooter. Nut Shooter? I mean, come on. Come on. Can we even get through one sentence?
Peanut Shooter? Penis Shooter?
Peanut? P and Nut Shooter?
The varieties are endless.
This is crazy. We can't even get through one Peanut sentence shooter. Without a stupid fucking joke. Something sexual.
Andrew Hill Newman, you will pay for your crimes.
Quiet on set part two, Andrew Hill Newman. The video plays and it's a kid named Hunter who breaks 10 glasses with peanuts using only a rubber band. He ends the video with, "That's it. iCarly. Epic." The girls are in awe and announce that he has one Best Nut Shooter ever.
That's it, iCarly.
Epic.
He did not say, "That's it, iCarly. Epic." He said, "That's it, period. iCarly, period. Epic, period." That was the strangest delivery I've ever fucking heard. What does that mean? That's it, iCarly. Epic. What does that mean?
It means it's epic, period.
That's it, iCarly, epic. Well, while they're showing this footage, they cut to Nathan Kress as Freddie, like, looking into the camera and then looking up at what they're
just
filming.
Just
Kress. Like, just, like, smiling and reacting to it. And it was just so fucking annoying to watch. Like, it made me so uncomfortable. It felt like an intimate moment that I wasn't supposed to witness. Like, Freddie was loving that Nut Shooter, and we didn't need to know about that.
He is taking notes on how to be a nut shooter himself, on how to be the best nut shooter.
He was like, one day I'm going to shoot my nut just like that.
One day I'm going to
splatter
and my batter.
And I'm
going to
splat
everywhere.
The batter.
That's it. One day I'll have my own penny tea.
With a little bit of splatter all over it.
Hunter comes out from the dungeon that they've been holding him in and hugs the girls to accept his award. Spencer appears out of nowhere and hands Gibster one singular tiny iCarly award. Gib is interrogating Spencer as to where the fuck he's been, and Spencer tells him to try making iCarly awards with European swimsuit models that don't speak English, and one of them's named Buckminsta.
Tell him, bitch.
They hand Hunter his award and tell him to make a speech, but as soon as he starts to speak, they cue the playoff music and shoo him back to the dungeon where he was being held before. Carly goes to introduce their next nominee, who can really sing. Sam tells her,
"Shut your mouth."
What? Sam clarifies that she meant the girl can sing with her mouth closed. The girls go, "Isn't our banner horrible? Just like the real thing." Fred giggles. He's loving it. The TV pops out with a video of a girl named Paris singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star with her mouth closed.
Can you do it?
It's really hard.
It is really hard.
Anyway, I was going to say that this is Carly last episode when she was duct taped and was trying to speak.
Now I'm gagged.
It's also funny because iCarly literally won a primetime Emmy on September 20th, 2009, and multiple after that.
Oh my God.
So they definitely had this episode written before that. And Dan said, "Fuck y'all, I'm still airing this shit."
I was kind of like, okay, what's with all the award show hate? Like, I kind of fucked with the Oscars this year, not gonna lie. I had a grand old time.
Yeah. I mean, they were doing something.
Kimmel did a great job.
He did.
I love receiving money from our fans.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a lot of money in your bank accounts because we're going to be going back and forth. So
mm-hmm. We are back at the Shea apartment in the front room. Spencer's watching the live stream of the awards in the living room while his sweatshop of sexy men are hard at work. He starts rushing them, saying that the next award is going to be handed out in less than 1 minute. He grabs a finished award from Jürgen, but he realizes that Jürgen glued the hair to Carly's feet instead of her head. Mm-hmm. Spencer asks if the women in his country have hair on their feet, and Jürgen goes, yes. Spencer doesn't have time to process how disturbed he is, so he just takes a new wig and glues it onto Carly's head. He then makes an announcement to the sexy men. This is America. So the girls here. Do you get it?
Yes.
This is America. Watch out. Something out. All right. This is America. So the girls' hair goes on their heads, and all the boys go, oh.
Guys, Childish Gambino is in the studio.
When the hotties are going, oh, one of them is dead ass looking into the camera like this is The Office. If you don't learn how to act on screen, I swear to God, it was like all of them were like acting perfectly and in the moment, and he was just looking at the camera like eyes, lips, eyes.
Maybe he was genuinely concerned.
He was looking at the camera that isn't supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, y'all see this?
Y'all
see
this?
He's like, Andrew Hill Newman, I know what you're doing. You'll pay for your crimes.
I know it's you. I'm waiting for Quiet on Set Part 2 to come out, Andy.
He had like a That's a Raven moment. He saw the future.
Yeah.
But once again, the award is literally a Barbie glued on a little platform.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Why are these hoes here? Why is he working them to the bone? This doesn't need to be happening.
Also, like, at this point, he knew his knob wasn't going to get slobbed. And yet he made them stay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're literally just Barbies glued onto a thing. Like, there's no way it's taking him so long to get them done. There's no way. Maybe he could have kept, like, one. He could have kept Jürgen just because he's good to look at. But the rest of them, you know, like, they're sexy. But,
yeah.
You know, they're no Jürgen.
They're no Jürgen.
But we're back to iCarly Live. Woo. And the video finishes and the girls bring out Paris Hilton to accept her award for best mouth closed singer. Paris comes out from the dungeon, hugs the girls, and then Spencer runs upstairs just in time to hand Gib the award, who then brings it out to Paris Hilton. She begins her acceptance speech, but then Sam stops her and tells her to do it with her mouth closed. Paris does as she's told and begins her speech again with her mouth closed this time. But then, as soon as she really gets into it, they cue the playoff music and shoo her back to the dungeon. That was so fucking rude. The girls then introduce their next nominee for best male acrobat with lots of hair. No baldies allowed in this category. The video plays and it's a literal U.S. Olympic gymnast named Ivan doing all sorts of stunts on a wall in his backyard. The girls bring out Ivan, who walks in a handstand over to the girls, who are in awe of him. In his handstand walk.
This kid is so talented.
Yes. He's literally, I think they said he's like 12 too, or 15.
I could not believe my eyes.
It's crazy.
He literally did that thing where you're like on your side and you're holding yourself up just with one arm, but you're on your side. So you're supporting so much of your mass, like with your core and your shoulder. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was floored. I was like, literally get him to be like, who is this kid? Like, he has to be an Olympian.
He has to. Like, there's no, the way that, like, this girl's singing with her mouth closed and then you bring out an Olympian after that, that's crazy. Like, the first dude's shooting nuts.
No, this is the only real talent that they show.
You got a nut shooter, a girl who can sing with her mouth closed, and then an Olympian? Like, what? How are you just going to casually, like, throw in an Olympian in there?
There's only one real talent here. The other ones are...
There's only one.
The other ones
winner.
Are carnival freaks. This guy is a fucking legend.
Legend.
We're back at the Shea apartment. The camera cuts to Spencer, who is proper panicked, mate, in a sweatshop because the girls have their winner out on the show and the next award isn't ready yet. He yells at Vushnod, whatever Vushnod, this guy's fucking Vushnod. Name is, to give him the next statue. He hands it to him and Spencer begins to run away, but he realizes Carly's entire puss is out. Mm-hmm. Spencer runs back and is like, you forgot her skirt. Mm-hmm. Vishnude hands one over and Spencer Vushnod. Puts it on, sprinting Vushnod. Up to the show. Vishnude.
Vishnude.
Okay, in my defense, it is literally said Vishnude. Vishnude down here. It says Vishnude.
No, it's
Vanoush.
It's Vush.
I knew a guy named Vanoush.
No, Vushnude.
Vushnude. Vushnade or Vushnude?
Vushnude.
Here's the thing. He's white, so it's okay that we're like making fun of it. That's how it works.
Vushnade, Vushnude. Bush.
Fish nude.
He's nude. I mean, Carly was nude. That's what it is.
Mr. V. Mr. V. Yeah. Carly was fucking nude.
It's crazy because they literally say in the beginning that it is a life-size statue of Carly, right? Like, the giant one is a life-size statue of Carly. So, therefore, these little ones are mini statues of Carly. So, first, we start out with talking about Sam being shirtless, and now we've got Carly's whole punani out on this Barbie doll.
I don't like it.
And then Spencer has to be like, oh, my God, no.
Not my little sister's pussy out.
Not for the Olympian. No.
Get a fucking skirt on her.
Put that away. This is a children's show. We just talk about Sam's tits. We don't talk about my sister's punani.
Carly's off limits. The other hoes, get them.
Get them. Well, the girls are telling the Olympic gymnast how he deserves this iCarly award dressed, not naked, instead of a gold medal, and then motion for Gibby to present the award. But Gibster comes out empty-handed and just stands there with a smile on his face. The girls are asking Gib where the fuck the award is for the Olympian. And as he's in the middle of saying he doesn't know, Spencer opens the door and yells, Gibby! And then chucks the award at Gibby's face and nails him right in the head and then immediately runs back downstairs. Mm-hmm. Gibby, who is now concussed and bleeding to death, picks up the award and hands it to the Olympian, who tries to give an acceptance speech, but immediately the playoff music starts and then he gets shooed back to the dungeon. I'm sorry. Call the police, because Spencer not only is running a sweatshop, human trafficking, but now he just abused and injured a child, and that child is Gibby, of all people. A stripper? Gibby?
Another Gibby hate crime?
Another Gibby hate crime. Bring back Spanky again to prosecute all these people.
Yeah, this is... lots of illegal activities are occurring in this episode.
It's constant.
Get the police.
The girls announce their next very unique category, which is for the best video showing a turtle trying to eat a small tomato. Best video showing a turtle trying to eat a small tomato.
Best video showing a turtle trying to eat a small tomato. That better.
The video plays and it's a turtle trying to eat a tomato with a creepy man yelling things at him in the background.
I don't know why I hated this video. The vibes were rancid.
I will tell you why you hated this video. Because that creepy man, that voice.
No.
Guess who that is?
No.
Yep.
That's Dan Schneider. No.
And the other voice of the tomato, the baby voice, that's
Andrew Hill Newman.
Nope. Jerry Traynor.
Oh, in cahoots. Ew, I don't like
it.
I don't like
it. So the two of them were in the sound booth going, yep. Back to back.
The vibes rancid.
That's why that video was creepy, because it creeped me out too. I hated it. And it's because none other than Dan Schneider is the voice.
God, he just exudes rancidity.
Mm-hmm. You don't even need to see him, and he exudes it. You can tell just by the voice how rancid he is.
I bet he was born in Rancidity.
Damn, you killed that one.
Anyway, we're back in the Shay apartment. That's the worst thing to hear. Like, I would rather,
did you guys know she does stand-up?
I was just thinking that, like, I've, like, done stand-up and, like, a joke has kind of bombed, but, like, I'd rather hear no laughter than just hear someone go, damn, you killed that one. Like, that's, like, the worst thing that could ever happen on stage. Damn, you killed that one.
The next time somebody shows up to her stand-up, somebody say, Damn, you killed that one.
No, my set's real tight. I got solid jokes. Okay, there's no chances to clown on me. You can't clown on me.
You can't do it.
If I say that enough, it'll be true. All right, we're at the Shay apartment in the front room.
In the front room.
All the sexy men are gathered around the computer, oohing and aahing over the video of the turtle weird. Spencer comes out announcing he's found the duct tape, also weird, just to find that his overseas laborers are not laboring. As he's about to punish all of them, the doorbell rings, and the men are saved from Triangle Shirt Factory Part 2. Mm-hmm. Spencer opens the door, and it's the photographer for the European Fun Guy calendar.
I'm sorry, that's the best calendar name that they could come up with, the European Fun Guy calendar.
I'm going to be honest, I wasn't even paying attention to all that, because that photographer guy is sexy. He is a silver fox, and I am in love.
Oh, man. You've moved on from Jürgen so quickly.
What can I say? I'm a whore. But yeah, a European Fun Guy calendar, not even funny. Not even funny, and it's lazy.
Yeah, it's lazy. You couldn't make a sex joke. You've been making sex jokes for the kids the entire episode, and you couldn't make a sex joke for the adults?
I know. I'm like mad now.
For the men in swimsuits?
I'm like, where's the double entendre?
Yeah, they're literally shirtless.
Where is the play on Boys Gone Wild?
Hello?
Like, let's...
Andy.
Come on.
Come on.
When there's no weird subtext. Ah! How could you? When there is weird subtext. Ah! Anyway, sexy Mr. Silver Fox goes and he goes, "You took my models?" And he sounds exactly like George Bush. I can't do the impression, but he sounds exactly like George Bush, a little sexy and a little gay. I meant to say a little southern and a little gay. I don't think George Bush is sexy. Man, I'm putting myself in a hole. Anyway.
This just in. Cersei thinks George Bush is sexy. Alert the press.
Bitch, you can't even say George Bush.
No, because I'm so thrown off that you would think he's sexy. I can't even fucking say it. It's not even a sentence that could come out of my mouth naturally.
Anyway.
Wait, I love how you put, okay, George Bush, W. Not even George W. Bush.
Because in my head, I was going to do a perfect George W. Bush impression and then say, okay, George Bush, W, like to modify it. But then I couldn't do the George Bush impression. So then I just had to explain it. And then the, okay, George Bush, W, in case you were wondering, then it doesn't make sense.
Wow, you really killed that one.
You can go ahead, say it. You really killed that one. Go ahead. I know you want to.
It's funny because it's lagged and I already said it like 4 minutes ago.
This episode is going to be in my suicide note.
This is my 13th reason.
This is, I hate it here. Anyway, before it gets too serious with George Bush, W. The models turn up the music and start dancing again. Spencer turns off the tunes.
Turns off the tunes. I swear to God, we're both sober. Like, we're not even drunk. Like,
I'm drinking water. I'm literally drinking water.
Like, I've had two sips of my Lone Star. Oh my God, we need to be stopped. What is happening? All right, George Bush W, continue.
All right, I'm gonna keep bulldozing through this. But before it gets serious, the models turn up the music and start dancing again. So Spencer turns off the music and asks the photographer to borrow the boys, but the photographer instructs them to follow him back to the I can't read. But the photographer instructs them to follow him to get the shoot started. And then Spencer instructs the boys of making sense.
Are y'all following along?
Is this making any sense out there?
My glasses are literally fogging up. Do y'all get sweating. The gist? Are y'all strapped in yet?
Oh my God, my y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Okay. Ooh.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. So basically, before it gets serious, the models turn up this amusing. Oh, I'm crying. So, what part was confusing? What part do I need to start again?
Where are you guys lost?
Y'all, can I get some feedback? What's not clicking?
Y'all, can you guys drop a quick response in the chat?
Oh my God. I'm just like, I cried all my makeup off. Okay. So. So, Mr. Silver Fox goes, "You took my models." Okay, George Bush, W. But before it gets serious, the models turn up this is the music and start dancing again. Spencer turns off the music and asks the photographer to borrow the bowl. My eyes are watering so much that like there's just makeup in my eye and it stinks. And asks the photographer to borrow the boys, but the photographer instructs them to follow him to get the shoot started. Spencer instructs the boys like a pack of dogs to stay, and then takes the photographer out in the hall to chat in private.
In the private.
Oh, that I can't see. I've lost vision.
I'm so proud of you for getting through that.
It like wasn't even funny. Why was
turn up the tunes?
It was like the most. It was literally just he turns off the music, and I lost it.
Oh my God.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Actually sweating.
bro, there. Gluing Barbies to wood. That was the note I had. Bro, they're gluing Barbies to wood. Why is it taking this long? That's my grand commentary on that part.
And you have a point. You have a point. Spencer is zoned in on getting that knob schlobbed with those Barbies glued to the wood. He's like, you cannot take these fucking my laborers.
I completely cried all my makeup off. What even just happened? Like, what just happened? I'm still trying to figure it out.
Oh my God. Oh man.
Anyway, yeah, so they're just gluing Barbies to wood.
Like, literally.
Why is it that serious? Why does he need their labor?
He needs it.
It takes 3 seconds to make one of these things.
He needs his knob schlobbed. Like, he's
schlobbed. He wants to splatter his batter. One of the sexy men turns and goes, Ingusfin dude tomato. What does that mean?
I tried to Google it. It literally does not exist. Like, it's literally fake. I'm sure it was something like fucking, what's the hinga dinga dirt? You know, that fucking thing, whatever that people do to like make fun of Swedish people.
No, I don't know. Hinga dur.
Hinga dinga durgan.
Pardon? Hinga dinga durgan?
Yes. No, I tried to Google it. It is not real. It is completely made up. It is a Dan Schneiderism, Andrew Hill Newmanism.
English fine.
It's just them being racist or prejudiced to
wow
European sexy models.
Sexy Europeanism. It's running rampant in the streets. We have to stop it.
First, gibbyism, gibby phobia. And now, sexy European swimsuit modelism.
Sexy European modelism.
We're going to make posters.
But then they all remember how cute the turtle video is and crowd around the computer to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer comes back in and announces that the photographer is letting them help him for another half hour. Mm-hmm. They all cheer because they love being exploited and then get back to their workstations. The camera then cuts the photographer in the hallway outside of the apartment, completely tied up in duct tape, yelling, "Fun, guys," while he's squirming around on the floor.
Back-to-back bondage episodes is insane.
At least this time, and it's an adult man getting bondaged.
Getting bondaged.
Equality.
Equality. This is the feminist agenda. The girls bring out none other than the turtle himself, named Horacio, and Horacio's owner, Mr. Yamamoto.
Horatio!
Yeah.
Horatio!
What?
You said Horacio?
Horacio, yeah. Oh, Horatio. Oh, sorry. That's a Spanish way to say it.
Oh, Horatio.
Oh, sorry, white girl. Horatio. Con mucho gusto, Miss Cersei. The turtle himself was named Horatio, and Horatio's owner, Mr. Yamamoto.
You trying to hate crime me right now? Because I feel hate crime.
Sorry, European modelism is rampant in this house. I have to check my prejudices at the door.
Before they bring out the little turtle and his handler, we catch the last glimpse of the turtle video, and you hear someone yelling, "Your lips are so leathery," and then someone else goes, "Too bad," and this sounded too much like an audio from Schneider and his victims, and I didn't like it, and I wrote that note before I knew that it was actually Schneider voicing it.
Dun dun dun, it sounds just like it because it is
terrifying.
Mr. Yamamoto comes out with Horatio on a majestic pillow. The girls run over and place the award on the pillow and then say that since he's a turtle, he doesn't get a speech. Okay, turtleism coming in rampant.
Turtleism now. Add that to the list.
So they play him off and shoo him and his owner back to the dungeon. The girls get back to the podium and Sam says that she's gone on dates with guys less cute than that turtle, to which Carly agrees.
That turtle was very cute.
It was.
If that turtle had a phone, I'd ask for his number.
All right, not you getting into bestiality now. Now we have to move on.
Hey. I just wanted to text him. I never said I was taking him to Paris like you were last week with Gibby.
That's very different from what you're from what the implication is here.
I just want to hang out with a turtle.
You probably already know this, but 3 out of 4 Americans are dehydrated. That's 75% of us. Dehydration can cause fatigue, brain fog, wrinkles, and a whole slew of other things. I hate butt-chugging water and running to the bathroom every 5 minutes, and I'm so happy that there's an easier way to hydrate. Liquid IV uses breakthrough science of cellular transport technology to deliver hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. Just add the non-GMO electrolyte powder to your water and let CTT do the rest. And even better, our listeners get 25% off plus free shipping when using code IRYWATCHICARLY or the link in our episode description. Stay sexy and hydrated.
What I was going to say is that I was going to bring up how we don't know what girls she's dated. She just came out. But the guy that she went on a date with was my ex-boyfriend. And I agree that the turtle was cuter than my ex. So
I forgot about that guy.
Me too, until this moment. So shout out to iCarly for reminding me about my ex twice. So thanks for the trauma. I will bill you Andy Hill Newman. They introduce their next nominee by saying that every kid at some point does this. I'm terrified already. And then they pull out 2 bottles and start blowing on them to make noise. You know, the...
Yep.
Carly says that these next nominees will blow everyone away. And then the TV comes out and shows the nomination is for Best Bottle Blowing. Blowing? I mean, come on.
No, and Carly literally goes, "This'll blow you away." And Sam goes, "Oh, Carly." Like, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they knew what
like,
they were
they
doing.
Like, they made it weird. Yeah. We're not making it weird. They made it weird.
They made it weird first. We are just pointing out how weird they made it. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Yeah.
The video plays, and it's a group of three kids in their living room with a bunch of glass bottles surrounding a table. The kids are squatting and running around the table while blowing into the different bottles to make noise, while the camera zooms in on each of their faces as they're blowing on the bottles. The way that they were like bopping around and like squatting and like going and blowing on the bottles, and then like the camera was like really close in on their face as they're blowing.
It was weird.
What adult fucking filmed that, first of all? And second of all, put them in prison with Dan Schneider and Andy Hill Newman, because that was sexual.
It was weird vibes.
It was weird.
It was so weird.
It was rancid.
It was like a mating ritual.
It's just like they were like going. I don't even know how else to explain it. It was just uncomfortable.
It was gross. It was just gross.
And it was for a long time too. I don't know. The zoomed in on the blowing. I just didn't like it. Zoom out on when you're blowing, please. Okay.
Zoom out on the children. Let them have some breathing room.
Panoramic views only of blows.
We are back at the Shea apartment.
We are back.
We're back at the Shea apartment. And what are the vibes? I'm glad you asked. I live in constant fear of the next terrorist attack orchestrated by Osama bin Laden, but I digress. The club is bumping. The ladies look good. The alcohol is flowing. We're having a blast in our sweatshop here with Spencer Shea. There's so much pain in the world, but not in this room right now. The human trafficking victims are vibing with their captor. Spencer goes through the assembly line of work, and Jürgen, boom, snaps the head on, and Klaus, boom, puts on a skirt, and Vushnad, woot woot, boom, jacket, Olaf, wig, and Yussel, little laptop at her feet, and Buckminsta, iCarly black, and a wig. Brush. She's done, Spencer yells. Woo! And that's what we call European fun guy teamwork, baby. And all of them cheer. Gibby trembles with fear as he watches the iCarly Awards continue without him having an award to give. Finally, Spencer rushes in with not one, but two little Carly Barbies. And Gibby is relieved. Gibby goes, "Two, you're getting faster." Spencer tells him, "Never underestimate the power of shirtless European men in swimsuits." Gib goes, "I never do."
That was literally a threat. That was actually a threat.
Literally a threat.
"Do not ever underestimate them.
Don't you dare underestimate the power of European models with swimsuits on."
He was like, I don't. I swear. Please don't hit me again.
I never would. I can grasp.
I never will.
Please. Don't break my thumbs. Please.
Please, my thumbs are recovering. And now I've got to go to the hospital again. Please.
I need full opposability to live my life.
Do you know the little... And then my sister she had a baby, and the baby's legs were ripped off. And I swear it's the end of life, I think.
And then I had to go and take care of my sister's baby.
That's literally Gibby right now. He's like, literally. Please.
That's from Shark Tale, right?
Yeah, he's like, Spencer, please spare me, please. My sister had a baby.
And then I got called a shirtless potato.
And then my thumbs got broken.
And then they put me in a little stripper costume from the proposal that Oscar wore.
It's the exact costume.
And then Sam pushed me up against a locker.
In a non-sexual way, in a scary way.
But then I finally got a hot girlfriend, but then she left me.
Well, the girls bring out Jessica and her bottle blowing friends.
She's popular.
To accept their award for best bottle blowjob, and Sam tells them that she applauds their bottle blowing skills.
Cool.
Jessica says that they all wrote their own speeches, but Sam couldn't give two shits about their blowjobs, and immediately starts the playoff music and then shoos them back to the dungeon.
All the obvious things aside, Jessica is slaying. She's got on Uggs and a little mini skirt, mm-hmm. side sweat bangs. Mm-hmm. Her hair is herring.
It's herring.
This was a 10 out of 10 foxy lady in 2009. I was like, absolutely. Little me would have been jealous. I would have like took a little picture of her on my Samsung phone and been like, how do I become her?
She was an icon. She was the poster child.
Yeah.
For 2009.
Yeah. She was 2009.
She was. If you want to know what 2009 was like, look back and watch Jessica on the screen. That's what it was like.
Look at Jessica.
Look at her. Sam then announces that she's got some urine troubles and has got to go piss girl and runs off the screen.
Go piss girl.
Giv gets promoted to camera bitch and Fred gets promoted to iCarly co-host.
I'm sorry. So homeboy was in a tuxedo just to be behind the camera all fucking night because the only reason he's in front of the camera right now was because a bitch had to pee and that wasn't even planned. So if Sam was built better and could hold her bladder and didn't need to splatter everywhere, this never would have happened. He never would have been seen. He would have just been fully decked out behind the camera like a little fucking dork.
Yeah, the bladder splatter really saved his life. It saved his image. It saved the tuxedo from being wasted behind the camera.
Let all the girlies know. He has a bow tie.
He's got something working. He said, I'm not going to give Gibby all this screen time in his stripper outfit. I am going to get some screen time myself. Thank you.
In my stripper outfit.
In my stripper outfit. I got a woo track earlier and Gibby, you did not. So here's my woo track right now.
Yeah. So who's really wooing the woos?
They announced the next nominee for most insane hula hooper. The video plays and it's a 7-year-old kid named River who is going absolutely buck wild hula hooping.
We gonna party buck wild.
Carly and Fred start going buck wild clapping for River and Fred goes, hula gusto, eh? More Spanish. Again, two times in one episode. Too much.
I want the little kid to put a shirt on. Why's he gotta be shirtless when he's hooping, you know? He's so small.
Because, you know, Dan and their little kids being shirtless, so.
Like, the kid better not have a shirt on or I send it back.
Or he's not winning no goddamn award at the iCarly Awards, I'll tell you that. Shirt on,
and then
no award.
I got cast on iCarly, and then they made me take my shirt off. And it was kind of scary.
And then I had a hula hoop. And then I had to dress like a stripper.
But all I could think about was like, have you ever like hula hooped in adulthood and it actually takes so much core power? It's like really difficult to sustain. But when I was a kid, I was hooping all the time and I was so good at it. I could just do it forever, you know? And I was like, damn, I should just start hula hooping again and get like my six packs,
multiple six packs.
My six pack that I had when I was a kid back.
Yeah, I actually, fun fact, I won a hula hooping award when I was a kid. I won a competition at like a fair for hula hooping the longest.
That's so cool.
So she was a queen. She was the insane hula hooper, actually. That was me. So where's my iCarly award?
No, me too. I used to be able to do it around my neck and my waist at the same time. Like, I could just do it.
I can do my arm. I could do multiple.
Yeah.
I can get down. I can do it on one leg. And I still can. I can hula hoop still.
I'm going to buy one.
Well, it come out to Austin and you can hula hoop. There's this one bar with a slide in Austin. If you know, you know. And they have hula hoops. And there was one time where I was just like hula hooping. And then all of a sudden like a circle formed around. And I was like, don't watch me.
Damn, they were watching you though. Watch me.
Ooh, 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 watch me.
Bitches these days will do the most attention seeking thing and then get mad when they get attention. Like, why are you even hooping at the bar if you don't want to get looked at?
Yeah. And what about it? Watch me hula hoop. Yeah, she was a hula hoop queen. What about it?
You're like, don't look at me. Don't look at me, but I'm still going to go, but don't look at me. Don't look at me, but I'm still doing it. Don't look at me.
Absolutely. Ate that shit up, I'll tell you that.
For those of you who can't see us, I'm covering my face and shaking my body.
I will say I hula hooped longer than the others, so.
Fuck them.
Yeah, she won again.
Because you're not like other girls. You're better than other women.
I'm not. I am. I'm better than Jessica.
They suck.
I'm better than River. River, count your fucking days. Found dead in a ditch, honestly.
Okay, he's 7. He's 7. Don't throw
not
him.
Not anymore.
That's my
he's
son.
Maybe like 12
That's
now.
My son, by the way.
That's literally
How
my
dare
son.
You? That's my son.
Anyway, they bring out my your son. And he snatches up the award, and when they ask if he's got anything to say to the people, he immediately says, nope, and then runs back to the dungeon, which absolutely
Didn't
is your son.
So, how you doing, young
Fred
lady?
Says that River has some place to go, and then they get right back to going to present the next award.
Dude, seeing this kid next to, like, Carly and Seth, he's so tiny.
Yes.
He literally is that little shrimp.
And then I had to go get an award.
Like, he is a, like, emphasis on little and little boy. Like, you think you
little.
Know what a tiny kid is, and then you see a tiny kid, and it's like, how do you know how to, like, breathe on your own?
Yeah.
Like, you look like you should be in an iron lung. You're so small.
Well, it's like seeing a 7-year-old next to a 15-year-old. jarring.
I'm gonna start saying that to short guys.
You should be in an iron lung.
If you're below 5'9", you should be in an iron lung. I don't even know how to breathe on your own.
Short King Spring is around the corner, so get that insult ready.
Get him in the lung. Get him in the iron lung. I don't want to see him. Get on your back, bitch.
Well, Sam walks back from pissing and shoves Fred, telling him to get back behind the camera, tech boy. Ooh. He goes, there's no respect. And yet still listens to exactly what his dominatrix told him to do and gets behind that camera, tech boy.
Because he's a little bitch boy.
Because he needs to be in an iron lung.
What's Sam's nickname? Iron lung.
That's good. The girls announce their next nominee for best skydiving in a wind tunnel type thingy. And I didn't just guess. That is exactly what the category is.
That's what they call it.
And Sam goes, this is hot, y'all.
This is sexy, y'all.
The video plays and these two kids, Kayla and Justin, get into a wind tunnel and start to fake skydive or whatever the fuck it is in their wind tunnel type thingy.
All right, this pissed me off because it's called indoor skydiving. We all know what it is. We've all heard of it. It's called indoor skydiving. And they're like, your wind tunnel thing, what are they even doing? They're in this thing. We don't even know what it is. What is it called? I don't know.
What is this contraption? I've never heard of it.
Like, this stuff is blowing at them. I wonder what it's called. Air. It's called air. They're in this tube. Blah, blah, blah. It's indoor skydiving.
It's also like, okay, just say that you're rich. Like, who was doing that in 2009?
I know, right?
I didn't even know that those existed until maybe like 3 years ago.
Yeah, just say you're the 1% so I can rob you. I'm tired of playing this game. Like,
that's why Carly loved it so much. And she goes, oh, wait, I got to add that to my next play date. That's going to be such a good idea because I can afford it.
Sam, you can't. That's sad. That's really sad for you, Sam.
Yeah, sucks for you, Sam.
I could take you, but I won't.
Yeah, sorry.
Poor people are poor because they're morally bad, so you don't deserve it.
Sorry. No.
Speaking of poor people, give me your fucking money. We're back at the Shea apartment. The vibes are high, and they're only getting higher. Spencer announces that there's only two more awards to go.
Minchta
by checks with Spencer to make sure that it's okay with the photographer that they're helping him. And Spencer goes, oh, shush, yeah. Do you know what song I'm going to?
No. It's been a long time since you've released a record.
The tide is high and I'm holding on. I'm gonna be your
interesting song choice, but I'm there with you.
So I guess I wasn't that accurate.
No, that's why I said.
Because I kind of thought I was killing it. I thought it was going along.
It's been a while since XX Cersei releases XX Music X.
I forgot about that.
So she's a little off-key XX.
Anyway, Buck Minchta vibe checks with Spencer to make sure that it's still okay with the sexy photographer that they're helping him. And Spencer goes, oh, shush, yeah. The camera immediately cuts back to the hallway where the photographer is now on his knees trying to escape, only to fall on his back and knock over a plant while he squirms on the floor. Looking sexy.
Imagine you being a grown man and you go to a casting call and then casted to be a man who gets duct taped and then squirms around on the floor for the entire episode.
And you would do it too for a check. A struggling actor, you would do it too for a check.
And he did it well is all I'm going to say, you know.
Yeah, and he looked good doing it. My internal woo track was wooing.
Was wooing. So. Not that I have any experience or anything at all, but he did it well.
No, why would you? I don't have an experience either. I've never been duct taped or anything.
No, not at all. Anywho, let's move on.
And then I went to a casting call, and then they made me tie myself up with duct tape, and then
I had to squirm. And then I had to do the squirmy worm on the floor.
And then I had to knock over a plant.
And then 20 years in the future, these two girls make fun of me. But one of them thinks I'm sexy, so it's kind of nice.
It kind of balances out. It's okay.
It's okay. The girls say that their next nominee has a special place in their hearts. And that if you saw the first ever iCarly Web show, then you'll remember this video. And don't you worry, Carly and Sam. We have, in fact, seen the first ever iCarly Web show. Mm-hmm. Not only did we see it, we made a whole podcast about it. So we are tuned in. We are strapped in and strapped on, Carly and Sam.
Hell yeah.
Well, Sam tells Fred to play it, Fredifer. And Fred starts the infamous clip of the boy squirting milk from his eye. They bring out Simon and the girls go,
come out, milk boy.
Squirt it out, Simon. I mean, come on.
Gross.
Squirt it out, Simon.
Squirt it out, Simon.
Really?
Come on, Simon. Squirt it out.
Come out, milk boy. Mm. You know what else people call milk?
I don't know. Semen. Cum?
Yes.
You said you know what else they call milk? I was like, who's calling milk cum? Hey, you want a glass of cum?
Well, I meant like they call semen milk. You want to know what else they call milk?
Yeah, semen. Yeah.
It didn't come out right, I guess. It didn't come out right.
It didn't milk out right.
But didn't squirt out of my eye. That's why it didn't come out right.
Because they're interchangeable.
Gib hands Mr. Squirt the award, and then the girls hug Squirty Simon. When they're done with their hug, Gib opens his arms for a hug, and Simon shrugs, and then gives Gib a hug and pieces out back to the dungeon to go squirt some more milk.
Now, why was hugging Gibby like this a weird, but I guess I'll do it thing? Like, why do you have to shrug? Just hug Gibby.
Because Gibby phobia.
Gibby, let Gibby live. Stop being Gibby phobic.
No, Gibby phobia is rampant.
I hate it.
They think they're going to catch the Gibby if they hug him or touch him or go on a date with him. And it's just insane. Just give the man some love that he deserves.
I didn't want to have to do this, but I'm going to have to. Leave Gibby alone. He's only human. He's only human. Leave Gibby alone.
Leave Gibby alone.
Chris Crocker, anyone? I put a blanket over my head.
I literally was like, is she cold? That was crazy. Well, before the girls continue, Carly whispers something in Fred's ear, and then Fred hands the camera to Gib. They say that their next clip is amazing, but disturbing.
Oh, God. I'm already remembering it, and I don't even want to talk about this.
Me either. And the TV comes out to show that the nomination is for the most interesting yet frightening tongue of all time. The video starts with a guy saying, my name's Nick, and they call me Tongue Boy, and this is why.
That intro is crazy enough. I don't even need to see anything. I'm already sufficiently disturbed. They call me Tongue Boy.
And
nope.
This is why.
I'm good.
Keep that tongue in your damn mouth right now, Nick. Like, not only do I not need to see anymore.
I'm actually going to close my eyes.
I don't want to see anymore is what it is.
I'm closing my eyes.
My eyes are shut.
I'd rather be blind.
I wish that I kept them shut throughout this entire video because truly.
I know.
It was disturbing. It was not interesting. It was not amazing. It was strictly terrifying. No. Strictly disturbing.
It kind of felt like when I watched Human Centipede where I was like, why was I even curious? I should have just never. Like, I think about that movie so much and it physically grosses me out so much. And like, I wish I never saw it. Like, this is Human Centipede. It's like, I wish I didn't have knowledge of it.
Yeah. Don't watch it.
This is in many ways worse.
Many. Well, Mr. Tongue Boy, he then proceeds to stick his tongue out and do these insane, I can only describe them as tricks. Like, I really don't know how else to describe them.
Sick tricks.
Sick, disgusting, disturbing tricks. But what I do know is that half of it looked like he was trying to eat some punani, and it was disturbing. That in and of itself was disturbing.
But the tricks themselves were genuinely so scary.
Yeah.
His tongue looked like a sea monster hanging out of his mouth. It was so big and so long. Like, you know how Terry Crews has a really big tongue and he'll stick it out sometimes? Mm-hmm. This didn't even look like that. This was like long and thick. Like, it looked like a creature.
It was like venom.
Yes. Literally like venom.
Yeah.
But he sticks his tongue out and he literally like licks his nose. You know, people who can touch their nose, they can just sort of touch it and rub it. No, he can bring his tongue all the way up his nose and really like lick around it. Like,
yeah, like he's like
rub.
Picking boogers with that damn tongue.
Literally. And he takes it and touches his eyeball with his tongue. And then he pulls it down and like touches the bottom of his chin. It was so fucking nasty.
It was
so like, vile. I wouldn't even want to lick myself like that if I could.
Like, I'm actually going to have nightmares about that. Like tonight, like that's like actually full-blown nightmare fuel. Like it's truly disturbing, disgusting. And why does this kid know that he can do this? And why can he do this? Why do people exist that they
and
can do this?
Even just him flicking it around, like I hated seeing it.
Yeah, but him flicking it around was like sexual and also disturbing at the same time. Like I was like, why is a kid flicking his tongue like this? And also, why is this so fucking disturbing? And why can it do that?
I feel like men would think that this would be like a turn on. Like, men are so stupid, they don't know what turns girls on. Mm-hmm. If men had a long tongue, they'd be like, this is hot because it alludes to sex, so I'm going to do this. But it's not. Like, it's
no, I was
it's
scared
and weird, and I hated it.
I was actually, like, terrified. I was like,
I was quaking.
If a grown man came near me like that, I would actually, like, call the police. Like, I would run in the opposite direction and call the police. And be like, you fucking free. Like, I would call Magic Malika.
Dude, picture someone making eye contact with
I
you.
I would call Magic Malika to get that man
get him
out.
Off this planet.
Poof him away.
Like, picture a guy
no.
doing that, like, while making eye contact with you.
No, I won't.
I think I'd actually vomit. Like, I'd, like, uncontrollably. It was so deeply unsettling.
I can't because I will throw up right now. Like, that was truly, truly, I have no other words besides disturbing and nightmare fuel. The girls are also disturbed because they have nothing to say, really. Mm-mm. And they say that they have no idea how that was even possible. And I quote what we're saying right now. But they bring out Tongue Boy himself. Ugh. And as he's hugging the girls, Sam says, I love your tongue. Your tongue is beautiful. She said, now that I'm a lesbian, show me your ways.
No.
Let me write that down. But it's crazy because she's the one who said she loved their bottle blowing skills. Then she tells Simon to go ahead and squirt. And now she's saying that she loves the sexual tongue. So this is like she's absolutely bisexual, first of all, because she loves blowjobs and eating puss.
Wait. Just when you said all those in a row, it was literally the talents are blowing,
uh-huh. squirting,
and tonguing.
Yes. Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No. And nutting.
Are you – be a little less transparent. And nutting.
And shooting nuts.
So nutting, squirting,
yes.
tonguing, and blowing.
Yep.
Those are the talents.
Yeah. And then an Olympic gymnast and a hula hooper. Thrown in there.
They're like, oh, we got to put two real sports in there to
yeah.
throw them off our trail.
No, that's it.
I'm scared. Dan Schneider is so weird.
Yeah. Well, Tongue Boy then starts tonguing everyone. No, I'm not joking. I'm not making that up. That's literally what happened.
Yep.
He literally starts wiggling his tongue next to Carly's face without consent. And then next to Sam's face, mm-mm. without consent.
Dangerously close.
Very
so
dangerously close.
Close.
That tongue
almost
is
almost touching.
Almost. And then Spencer's face, when he comes mm-hmm. out to give him his award, Spencer immediately jumps back at the sight of the tongue and tells him not to fucking do that, buddy. I don't mm-mm. swing that way.
So stop swinging it near me.
Kids, fine, but not boys.
No. Like... And not when Spencer comes out to hand him the award, he goes, here, Tongue Boy, this is for you, sir. I was like, that's not a sir. That's an it. That is a creature. That's not human.
That is a creature from the Black Lagoon. Like, that is literally Venom. That is not.
Literally.
That is not a real person.
No, that was Venom.
That was.
Like, Marvel, contact him. Like, he's got what you want.
Yeah, you don't need any AI. Like,
get him
you
away from
literally
me.
Just call that kid up.
Just call this guy.
Put him in a suit.
Strap him up. Strap him in. Strap him on.
The strap on was the tongue. That's what it was.
Dude, I'm like, he doesn't even need a strap on. He could just
stop.
Talk about, what is that phrase? Tongue punch your fart box.
Cersei.
He could tongue punch your fart box.
I was about to drop your full government name. That's how serious that comment was. I cannot believe that you just said that. And in regards to a child.
I forgot he was a kid. I forgot he was a kid. That's kind of fucked up. But his tongue goes crazy.
Quiet on set, part three, Cersei, insert last name here.
I would like to retract that statement. I forgot he was a kid. I was just scarred by the tongue's ability.
I'm going to cut it all out and just be like, I forgot he was a kid. Tongue punch your fart box. Like, that's all it is. Be like, I swear he lied as to what his age was. I swear I forgot he was a kid.
Okay, I'm just going to say now, at his age now, he could be like a Navy tongue seal. He can do things with that tongue that no man, not sexual.
Salute him. Thank you. Thank you for your service, sir.
I bet he could like open a jar of pickles with his tongue, like an octopus. Like,
ew, like, ew.
That's how crazy he could get with it.
That's actually disgusting.
I'm trying to move on from the fart box comment.
So you decide to make him an octopus who opens pickle jars? That's so much better.
No, I made him a U.S. Marine.
Yeah, who then got dishonorably discharged from his service.
Hey, don't talk about discharge. Don't make it gross.
Oh man, yeah, I'm crossing the line there. I'm crossing the line.
Anyway, remember George Bush W. I'm like still thinking about that. Like, why did that happen?
George Bush W.
Anyway, we're moving on from the tongue and from President Bush, and we are back in the iCarly studio live. Sam says that that's the end of the awards, but Carly tells her that there's actually one more award they need to present. Spencer gets panicked because he's like, you only told me to make 10 and I don't have any more. And then Carly announces that the final award is for the best iCarly award builder and the best big brother of all time. Spencer. But that's actually wrong. The best big brother of all time is my big brother. Rude.
Fake news.
Fred and the sexy men bring in the giant iCarly award statue, and Fred gestures for Gibby to give him back the camera because only he can accurately capture this moment. Not some amateur like Gibby. Big boo to him. Come on.
Boo.
As Spencer is relishing in this moment, Carly asks, wait, the swimsuit models are guys? And Fred replies, Fun guys. And then the models all strike a pose. The girls announce that this is actually the real end of the show and then start up random dancing. Everyone is dancing, and then the photographer with duct tape still hanging from his mouth comes up, and Spencer slowly dances away to a separate spot of the room to try and hide. We see Sam, Gibby, Carly all in a line doing a dance, pretending to smack each other's asses, and the camera fades to black.
Apparently the dance that they're doing is a single ladies dance, but it definitely does not look like it. Like, they are not doing it well, because it looks like they are smacking each other's ass.
Yeah. It just looks weird.
It looked weird. It looked like they were on a line being like, whoop, whoop. I was like, all right, way to end the episode on a really sexual note too.
Yeah. They're like, we gotta bring it all home. Make the kids slap each other's asses, huh? Smack it.
Smack it all on that floor. Smack it. Give me some more. That's what they were actually playing behind
that. Gibby and Carly.
So I know that Logic was in the studio before, but I'm not sure if he's left at this point, because you're telling me that a grown man that has somehow been tied up in the hallway for the last 30 minutes, which in and of itself is insane to think about, that nobody has walked by. He's
kidnapping.
He's in the hallway, like in a public apartment hallway. But, you know, let's not get into that too much. He's been there for about 30 minutes. He somehow managed to break free. And then decides to get into the apartment.
We're breaking free.
We're soaring
up to the studio.
Instead of leaving, he goes into the apartment and then goes.
I'm in this apartment up right
to the iCarly studio.
Now.
And then doesn't scream.
I'm in the
studio.
I'm going to get Spencer. I'm getting Spencer. So many models are up here.
But he doesn't scream or call the police or anything?
No.
That's crazy.
Because Logic left. Didn't you hear? Jack Harlow is the new boy rapper of the century.
He's in the studio.
And Jack Harlow said, you can duct tape me. I'm in the hallway, baby.
They said, you could tie me down in the hallway.
You can tie me up. I'm not going to call the police, baby. I'm not going to call the police.
It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. Not a single Logic doesn't exist anymore. Jack Harlow, please, can you?
Not a single penny was found. There's no sense in the apartment.
No sense. Just Jack Harlow's. And that's all we've got. I don't know. I thought that was a stupid ending.
Yeah, it was. Because once again, it's unresolved. It's like they don't actually fix the problems that they created. Like, he literally human trafficked a bunch of fucking dudes.
Yeah. And then he doesn't go to jail.
And then the photographer was like, kind of like, what the fuck?
And now they're all friends.
Yeah. And then, like, the photographer comes up to get his revenge. And then it's just this weird, he's like hiding from him. And then I guess he hid.
But he doesn't even get his revenge. Like, he gets up and he starts like dancing. Like, he's like, not even like.
He doesn't even care anymore. He's like, wait, hold on. This beat is hitting.
He goes. He said, yeah, you can tie me down, baby. I don't care. Jack Harlow's slapping right now.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, oh, wait. And these kids are slapping each other's asses? Yeah, I'm going to stay.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to stay.
I'm not calling the cops on this party. Hell no.
Yeah. Weird, unresolved nonsense once again from Andy Hill Newman.
And you're telling me that Sam watched the two of them fuck and now she's just best friends with them again, too?
Oh, it was not a to be continued.
No, of course not.
We're not referencing anything.
No, that other episode never even happened, truly.
No.
But we're on to the post-credit scene. Ooh, ooh. And a girl is sat on her bed.
I'm sock.
While a pair of men's undies are floating.
Ew. Speaking of discharge.
And I genuinely thought that this was Magic Malika.
Ha, she's back.
I really did. I thought she was back.
She's back. Magic Malika escaped from Azkaban. She's back.
She's back.
For the millennials in the audience.
There's a boy's voice saying,
Elizabeth.
And she asks, who's there? And it responds,
boxers.
And she goes, boxers? And the voice follows,
I come from your brother's dirty laundry.
She goes, and then runs away as fast as she can from her brother's skid mark stained boxers.
Ew.
Look, they definitely have disgusting. A little poop stain in them.
I mean, I just think it's crazy that men have skid marks on their loose boxers when I wear thongs that literally go up my ass crack and never have like any skid marks on there.
Yeah.
Wipe your fucking ass.
Like we said forever ago, they're all at Stinky Poopy Butthole Island, okay? And they've got to get their way out of Stinky Poopy Butthole Island.
I forgot about Stinky Poopy Butthole Island. Dude, I need to re-listen the old episodes. You're bringing back some bangers. Stinky Poopy Butthole Island.
They're all there. And this post-credit scene is just reminding us of Stinky Poopy Butthole Island and why all men should be over there.
Yeah. All men, that's where they live. They're like, this is my home, actually. I like it here.
Yeah, and that's why Elizabeth was like, somebody escaped from Stinky Poopy Butthole Island. They're not supposed to be there. What the hell?
They're like, we thought Magic Malika escaped from Azkaban. No, no. A boy escaped from Stinky Poopy Butthole Island.
And that's even scarier than her escaping from Azkaban. All right, well, tell us who the pod babe of the week is now that we have discussed Stinky Poopy Butthole Island. And I hope, well, I know that this pod babe of the week would never be in Stinky Poopy Butthole Island.
No, he would never.
Because they're a pod babe.
This week's pod babe of the week is at Hey, It's Me, Dax Hilton on Instagram.
Hey, it's me, Dax Hilton.
Hey, by the way, it's a me, hey, Dax Hilton, in case you forgot. Me. Dax is a very young comic. I met him, I think, like a year ago, maybe more, when he was doing a show. He was only 18 and he was one of the funniest kids on the lineup. He's like the I call him the next Pete Davidson.
Nice.
So go check him out. But I noticed that he, like, we met once and we followed each other because we're both comics. And then I noticed that he followed the podcast account. Aww. And was like liking shit. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. I don't know if he actually listens to it, but Dax, this one's for you.
Hey, Dax. It's me, Natalie Collins.
Hey, Dax. Chill out, he's literally like 19.
No, it's his Instagram name.
And introduce yourself correctly, it's Natalie Hard R. Collins.
No! Hey, it's me, Natalie R. Collins. Anyway, Hey, it's me, Dax Hilton. Thanks for the love. Hope you do listen and you get to hear your own little shout out. And can't wait to see you on SNL.
Yeah, I'll be there with him because I also have hopes and dreams.
You'll be there before him.
Yeah.
Next week's episode is I Have My Principles, which we clearly do not have any.
We have none of those.
What's a principle?
I never even heard of them.
We hope that you rewatch it with us.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Bye. And chains, baby.
George Bush W.
If you love I Rewatch iCarly, go ahead and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app or rate us on Spotify. And if you want a chance to be Pod Babe of the Week,
be sure to check out our Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook page at I Rewatch iCarly for more content.
And head over to our YouTube channel for extended uncut videos of each episode.
You can also find Cersei at Cersei.mp3 on Instagram.
And you can find Natalie at Natalie R. Collins on Instagram,
where the rest of our social media is linked in our bios.
Disclaimer, I Rewatch iCarly is not affiliated with iCarly or Nickelodeon in any way, shape, or form. We shall not be held responsible and or liable for anything we say. Anyone listening to our podcast agrees to not hold us liable for what we say or display. We are merely a third-party conglomeration of stories and theories about or pertaining to iCarly, its cast, and creators. Said theories or stories may or may not use real names, always in semi-real and slash or mostly or substantially fictitious ways. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only, and if you choose to take anything we say 100% seriously, you are an idiot. But we are also idiots who don't mean anything we say. Long story short, free speech, fair use, you can't sue us because we're making it up. Good day.